Good morning. How are you, Nadine?
I'm well, thank you. I want to talk about the storyline first of all. Who is Ruby?
Ruby is a young girl. She's about 8 to 10 years old. She is deaf and she's going on a camping trip with her family, who really love to make a lot of mess.
Oh.
But she really loves nature. So She is upset with them when they do start making a lot of mess.
Okay. All righty. And then because there is magic in the title of the show, are you going to give us any clues this morning as to the magic that might appear on that camping trip?
I can tell you quite some big clues. Yes. So the magic that happens is we're using blacklight theatre, which means that absolutely everything is possible because everything is floating around under the UV blacklight and you can't see the operators. And so all of the junk and the trash that the family strew around the campsite becomes magically transformed and becomes animals, bush animals, and comes to life. So the audience will see three animals come to life.
Wow, this sounds fascinating. Can we go back to the black lighting? How did you come up with this idea to do this?
Sure. Well, the people that I've been working with really love animation and slapstick and comedy and puppetry and shadow theatre. And we were doing a training program. We were playing with all these techniques. And blacklight puppetry is something that I've really loved for years and had a limited amount of experience working with. It's a very popular form of theatre in Prague, and it's like the blacklight theatre capital of the world.
Oh, wow.
So basically it's like UV blacklight tubes of ultraviolet light, and they absorb everything that is black. So traditionally people are head to toe in velvet with hoods, gloves. We're doing the Northern Territory version, but we are completely covered just with lightweight sort of mesh hoods. And so we're all completely in black and we become invisible under the UV light, which means that everything can be puppeteered and things can disappear and appear magically. The animals can seem to just come together from junk and just magically appear as an animal. And you can have a lot of lots and lots of fun with that technique.
It sounds visually stunning. How did you make the puppets? Did you make them as well?
Yes, so I made them out of junk because that was the theme of
right.
the show. So we've got takeaway containers, we've got tubing, we've got a million miles of gaffer tape that holds everything together, recycled cardboard, lots of foam, as you could imagine, and just a lot of black material that is used in so many secret ways. And now I understand why the Black Theatre of Prague, the different companies, don't give away their secrets, because we had to explore and find the right technique to make the magic happen ourselves. They don't give that you can't really find how to do it.
Oh.
So I've watched millions of hours of YouTube videos and other videos to sort of try and work out what they were doing.
Wow, that must have been intense. So how many performers do you have in this show?
We have six performers on stage and it is busy and it's a choreographic nightmare. We are changing positions, holding something, letting go, running around from one side of the stage to the other. If you turn the lights on and watch us, that would be pretty hilarious.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, we filmed ourselves. It is very funny. Sometimes we have some mid-air collisions, but no one's gotten hurt. No one's been hurt in the making of this show. But there have been some pretty close calls.
Right. And who are those performers? Who makes up your cast, I guess?
Yes. So we have all abilities cast. And two of our company are people with a disability who've been trained through the Darwin Community Arts Cement Works program. And then there are four puppeteers, including myself, who are all multi-skilled dancer, actors, extraordinaire. And the show is signed. So because Ruby is deaf, She signs, the animals sign, and then the interpretation is done as a voiceover. So it's kind of flipping it on its head, where normally you might have a, you know, the translation is into sign. We're going in the reverse.
Oh, wow. Where are you at with your performances? Because I know you're performing all around the territory, Darwin, Katherine, Nhulunbuy, and Alice Springs this week. So where are you at? Have you performed in all of those places already?
Nearly. So we've been already to Darwin, to Katherine and Nhulunbuy. We got back from Nhulunbuy on Friday and we're flying to Alice today, and our performances are on Tuesday night and Wednesday during the day down in Alice Springs.
What's the main reaction so far from those audiences around the territory?
People have absolutely been delighted, mesmerised. These are the words that people tell us. Just a lot, absolute, very special experience. It's great for children with, you know, families to go with children. It's also a very accessible show, and it's also great for people who, audiences all the way through, because not much blacklight theatre would have been seen in the territory, and so it's a unique experience.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so on at Araluen this week, Trash Magic. Tanya, really lovely to chat with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Lovely to talk to you too.